you with Early Edition on News Talk ZB. Feels like a really long holiday. Did I miss anything? Jacinda quitting seems like a long time ago now, doesn't it, given all the news we've had since? But I can tell you my first thought was not, oh no, misogyny has forced her out. The true reason, of course, was the polls, the research, the divisiveness, the polarisation, the fact Labour was on a hiding to nothing with her at the helm, epic failures to deliver on so much, the arrogance that had crept in, the fact she clearly couldn't stand the reality of not being popular anymore. Those jumping to assert that it was misogyny really only discredit all women in leadership positions. I mean, we've had female leaders in this country for years, as even Jacinda pointed out. They hold their own. They don't need coddling and defending and protecting. Jacinda just didn't like the idea of losing. She wasn't perhaps up for the grind of election year on the hustings with people giving her a hard time. And fair enough. That's on her. I don't begrudge her wanting to pull the pin on her team of 5 million when it didn't suit her. But even she didn't want the misogyny defence. Even she argued it wasn't a factor. She just didn't want to do it anymore. Fair cop. Although the whole thing did remind me of a bad Airbnb guest who trashes the place, in our case the country, then leaves without cleaning up. It was not, as may have been inferred, some late summer holiday revelation she had either. We now know it was all planned and arranged back before Christmas, hence the transition to new leader was so quick and easy. Canny and clever of the Labour Party or Machiavellian? It doesn't really matter, I suppose. The point is she's gone and somehow the media got sucked into thinking that a new leader means a whole fresh new Labour. Now how? It's the same old government with the same old policies, with the same spending habits and dysfunction that we've seen all along. Nothing there has changed. The guy who wouldn't listen to dairy owners over ram raids, or fix the police portfolio when he had it, or improve our woeful education, or sort our COVID response in a way that didn't divide the entire country, well, he's now in charge. How's that any better? Well, last night's two polls tell us it may be better optics for voters, who also seem sucked into the fiction that a new leader means a whole new approach to governing. So is it a honeymoon bump, or can Chippy turn it around for the party? I mean, he doesn't grate the average Kiwi the same way Jacinda did, but he's still Labour, and they're still useless. So my biggest surprise over the holidays was not Ardern quitting or Hipkins coming in, but the sycophantic response to it, where he's been painted as some kind of messiah and her as a dearly departed saint.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.